Hello, and welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet dreams a reality stitch by stitch and show you how you can create a successful and profitable business using your crochet, keeping a flexible lifestyle so you don't have to sacrifice too much time with your family. So when we have our email lists and we've got our Facebook and our Instagram, we can see how many people are following us. We can see how many people have subscribed. And when we see that number drop, someone has unfollowed us, someone has unsubscribed from our email list, it can make you feel a bit rubbish. It can make you feel like you're doing something wrong, that maybe you need to change how you're doing things and that you somehow inadvertently insulted someone or you're being too salesy, and you can take these things really to heart. But actually, when someone unsubscribes or unfollows you, it's a good thing. It's not something you need to worry about. You don't need to change anything. Now, having one or two unfollows or unsubscribes is absolutely fine. Now, if you see a massive drop-off, then something's gone wrong. But if you're talking about just a few here and there, no big deal. It really is a good thing. And the reason for that is simply because it means that someone has decided that you are not the right fit for them. It doesn't mean that they hate your crochet. It doesn't mean that it's not right for your niche. It's just that someone was interested enough at first glance to follow you or subscribe to your email list. But once they've taken a closer look, they've decided that you're not the right fit for them, that your crochet just isn't their style, that maybe you just don't have, you know, the right detail that they're looking for them, and they've decided to leave you alone. They decide to unfollow you, they don't want to see your content, they don't want your newsletters, purely because you are not the right fit for them. Now, your crochet can be bought by anyone. Now, your patterns can be bought by anyone, your blogs can be read by anyone. But not everyone is interested in your style. It's not going to suit everyone. And when people unsubscribe, it simply means that they've decided you're not the right fit. And that's perfectly fine. We're not going to be the right fit for everyone, and neither should we try. We are looking to be the right people, have the right type of crochet for the right person. It's a bit like a dating app. We try to find the right fits here, and an awful lot of people are going to go, nope, nope, nope. And that is perfectly fine. It's nothing to get worried about. You don't take it personally. Because it's not. This is not about you. This is about your business. It's a buying decision. It's a business decision. It is not personal to you. It's just that your crochet is not right for them. And what this means in practice is that your social media doesn't get shown to people who are not interested. Social media is really difficult right now. Only a small percentage of your followers are going to get shown your content. They're only going to show a small percentage of your followers every post, well, not even every post, just a post that you put out there in their feed. So you don't want to waste that small percentage that are seeing things on people who are not going to buy from you, who have decided they're not interested. So when someone decides to unsubscribe, then great. It means one less person who isn't interested that is taking up that small percentage of your content. It means that that now small percentage will go to someone in their feed that will actually be interested. Your list is self-cleaning. Your followers are self-cleaning. They are taking themselves out because they're no longer interested. That's a good thing. It benefits you when that happens. You only want people following you who are interested, because then when you know, the algorithm chooses that small percentage who will get shown your post in their feed, you're not wasting that on people who are not interested. It's a really good thing that this happens. And for your email list, well, most email providers give you 1,000 emails for free. After you get over the 1,000, you have to start paying. So why waste money on someone who doesn't want to read your emails? Someone who unsubscribes from your email list, it means one less person to pay for. It means that you get to stay on that free list for longer. It's a benefit. You don't want your content, your emails, your social media being seen by people who are not interested. So when they unsubscribe, brilliant. It's a way of keeping things to people who are interested. When your list is small, when your following on social media is small, it feels like a massive drop when one or two people unfollow and unsubscribe. It feels like you've taken one step forward and two steps back. But it's perfectly normal. Every list gets unsubscribes. I get unsubscribes every time I send a newsletter out. But my subscribers that I'm gaining each week, they outweigh the number of people who unsubscribe. And that's perfectly fine. That's perfectly normal. Happens all the time. And it's the same with any platform that does follows or subscribes. I get people unsubscribing from my YouTube channel. I get people unsubscribing from following my blog. I get people unsubscribing from my Pinterest, from my Facebook, from my newsletter list. It's a normal part of the process. I mean, how often do you unsubscribe from people you don't want to see content from anymore? Actually, not very often. Because on social media, you can just scroll on. It takes a lot to unsubscribe. I tend to only do it when my feed gets filled with things that I'm just not interested in, and I'll do a mass unsubscribe or unfollow session. Same with my newsletters. When I realise just how many I'm seeing that I'm just not interested anymore, I'll do a mass unsubscribe unfollow session. So people are not doing this all the time. They're not seeing and going, "Ugh, that's terrible, I can't see that anymore." They're doing it when they're seeing too many. And think about how you do this, how you unsubscribe and unfollow, and you will do it sometimes. Not all the time. It's not going to be, "Oh, I don't want to see that anymore." It takes a while. So people who are unsubscribing have been following you for a while, have been seeing your crochet for a while, and then gone, "Actually, not for me," and unfollow. It's a good thing. It's really easy to take it personally, especially when your list is small. It feels like such a big thing when you are, you know, just starting out and you've got a small list. But it's nothing to be worried about. You should not change what you're doing. You should not change what you're showing just because one or two people have unfollowed or unsubscribed from you. It's not a judgment on how you're speaking. It's not a judgment on your crochet. It's just someone deciding that you're not the right fit for them, because you're never, ever going to be the right fit for everyone. It simply doesn't work that way. I mean, think about when you go shopping, whether it's online or in a store. Think how many types of clothing you just walk past or scroll on through. If you're looking for, say, a sweater, how many do you go, "No, not for me. No, not for me." Go through a bunch. I mean, I'm really picky with my clothes. And I can go through the entire list before I settle on something that I want to buy. It's not that there's anything wrong with all the other sweaters I've gone past. It's just that they're not the right fit for me. It just doesn't fit my style. And people are doing the same thing with your crochet. It's just not right for them. It's not fit, you know, suits their style. And that doesn't mean you should change anything. It just means that they're not your niche. They are not your customer. Because, you know, although anyone can buy a crochet, not everyone will. And that's the thing you have to keep remembering. People have different styles. They have different expectations. They have different needs. And it can be the silliest little thing that will make them turn away. It could be that they just don't like the fibre type that you've used in your, in the yarn that you made it with. It could be that they just don't like that little bit of detail at the side. You cannot make your crochet fit everyone by changing these little details. Finding out why someone has, you know, unsubscribed is not going to help you, because you cannot cater to one single person. You're trying to cater to an entire audience. And at the end of the day, you're not trying to change your crochet to fit your audience. You're finding the audience that will fit your crochet. So you're trying to attract the right people to fit what you're making. You're not doing it the way around. You don't want to change your style to fit other people, because before you know it, you'll have something you don't want to make. So while we do want to create things that lots of people like, we are not going to fiddle with the detail to stop one or two people from unsubscribing. It's impossible to do that. You've got to go find your people and not worry about the one or two people who unsubscribe, because that's a good thing. They've taken themselves away. You are no longer wasting that small percentage of the algorithm that's going to show your content to people, because this small percentage of, you know, people seeing things in your feed, it happens with all social media. It happens with Pinterest. It happens with YouTube. Not everyone who is interested in your type of crochet is going to get shown your content. And so you really do want it only to be shown to those who are interested. That's why we don't worry about the unsubscribes. That's why we don't worry about the unfollows, because they decided they're just not interested. Great. Means your content gets saved for people who are actually wanting to see your crochet. But it's really, really easy to take this personally, especially when you're starting out, especially when your list is small. Because it does feel like you're on an uphill battle. Because when you're just starting out, it's like, where do you find these people? Where do you find the people who are going to be interested in your crochet? And it's hard work. It feels like you're on this, you're climbing a mountain, and it feels like you're at the very bottom and you're trying to figure out your path up. It takes time, and it does take time. We are so impatient these days. We expect instant results. You know, you can turn on Netflix and stream every episode of the latest TV show. You order something online, it gets delivered next day. We're used to things being instantaneous. But in this world of business, it's not. It takes time. It can take 3 to 6 months to really start seeing results of the work you do today. And when we're so used to instant results, it feels like forever. It feels like you're not getting anywhere. And so when someone unsubscribes, when you're still on that beginning path, it feels like your entire world's falling down. But it's not. It's part of the process, and it will keep happening all the way through your journey. You know, whether you've got 10 subscribers or 10,000 subscribers, you will always get people who unsubscribe and decide not to see your crochet anymore. Perfectly normal. It doesn't feel that way in the beginning, and really, really easy to take personally, but it's not a personal decision for the person who's unsubscribed. It's just a life decision. For them, you are a faceless, unknown business, a corporate identity. Nothing personal to it. They have never met you. They don't know you. They just know that the crochet they've seen does not fit them. That's it. That's all it is. And you just have to keep going. Don't let it get you down. Don't let it think that you've got to change anything. You don't. This is a perfectly normal part of growing an email list, of growing a social media audience. And it's just part and parcel. So instead of worrying about unsubscribes, celebrate them. Because it means it's one less person who, you know, is seeing your content but is not actually interested. One less person to take up that precious percentage of your followers who are going to see your content. One less person to pay for when you get to the paying limits on your newsletter account. It is a good thing. It's not something to worry about, perfectly normal. So next time you see an unfollow or unsubscribe, don't worry about it. Instead, see it as the good thing that it is, shrug your shoulders, move on, and keep on going. Because you will find your people. You just gotta keep going and keep getting your content and your newsletters out there. So thank you for listening. And if you're enjoying the podcast, I would really love it if you could leave a review. You can leave it on your podcast player, or you can go to crochetbusinessschool.com/review and leave one there. I would love to hear what you think. And if you have any ideas for future podcast episodes or questions you would like answering about your crochet business, please go ahead and leave that as well. And yours could be the next podcast that gets recorded. So thank you for watching, and I shall see you next time for the next episode. Bye for now.